Yourself?
My name's Diana. I am Generation X. I'm not going to, just going to leave it at that as far as age is concerned.
Can I please have your age, Diana, for the podcast purposes and for data purposes? 46?
Yes.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Good.
And yes, I'm single.
And you're single. And what did you say you do for a living?
I'm an artist and a tarot card reader. So
nice.
Yeah.
Tarot card reader. So yeah. A witch?
Yes.
We got a witch on a podcast. So
I'm so excited about that.
You're excited about the witch?
Yes.
Oh, I did not. Oh. You know what? If we come back again, I'll bring my cards next time.
And we bring your cards?
Them in relation to dating and stuff. Yeah.
I would love that. Yeah. I literally have crystals in my pocket right now.
Yeah.
You have crystals in your pocket.
Oh, I didn't.
So you see, ladies and gentlemen, we got a witch. We got someone here with crystals. We got a lot of interesting individuals on the panel today. So let's get right into it with the first question. So since all of you ladies was on Bumble and you was on there for a purpose, tell me, why were you on Bumble?
I deactivated my account, actually, so I'm not really on there anymore. I deleted the app.
You'll be back.
No, I don't think so. I was on there initially. I had been off of it for a while. I downloaded it and started talking to a guy because I want a relationship. You know, that's what I want. Like, I had all the adventures. I have all the stories to tell. Like, no, I just want somebody that, you know, I can count on.
Yeah.
I know is going to be there. The problem is I is going to sound, you know, really like conceited, but because of the way I'm built, I tend to attract a lot of men who are only looking to hit it and quit it. They will lie. They will act like they want a relationship with me. They will make me think that, and then they keep me around for about a month. And then when I start to like them, they find whatever reason they can to bounce. So I and that's the recent person. So I you know, I'm not on there anymore. I just don't want to waste my time.
Got you. So
I don't want to keep going and having my hopes up thinking that this person will maybe want to get to know me, but they never fucking do.
Yeah.
So I'm just tired of it. I'm just done. I'm good with my cat.
You're good with the cat. Well, you said a lot there, so let's break it down just like how I did with those two. Mm-hmm. So basically you were on there for intentions of looking for something serious. You're 46 years old. You're not really with the games.
No, I did all serious. That. I was their age once.
Facts. Guys date with the purpose of having sex. So what I'm saying is you're not special to that. That happens to all females.
I'm not saying that.
You know what I mean?
What I am saying is that I'm tired of these, like, you know, I can't date men my age because they're too busy dating women their age.
Yeah. You know the reason for that?
Their pussy's tighter.
No.
He's got a small one. So.
Well, that.
And she hasn't had as much sex as I have, so she doesn't know all the tricks that I know.
I'll tell you.
Honey, I'm just saying, I got two kids. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Diana, I like you.
That's true.
You're very direct.
You can't compare a 23-year-old female with a 46-year-old woman.
Yeah, you can't.
That knows how to do it all.
You can't, but there's
all
actually
those freaky moves. I know how to do them.
You know how to do them too. I'll tell you the reason why. So women are born with their sexual value, their dating sexual value. Mm-hmm. Men, we have to earn our dating sexual value. You know what I mean? Guys value beauty and youth. Their sexual market value tends to go down. It's just natural, like you said. You can't compare.
Well, respectfully, I disagree.
Sure.
That might be the case for some.
Yeah.
I believe as a whole, in general, men don't operate that way. A guy who is 40 dates a girl who is half my age because she's easier to manipulate. She's easier to control. She's not looking for the same type of things that a woman over 35 is looking for. A woman over the age of 35 is looking to settle down, looking for somebody who's secure. She's already seen certain patterns in men she's dated or people that she's dated. So she knows the red flags and she is not easily manipulated. She's not easily controlled. You can't fool me because I already know the game you're playing because it's been played to me before. So you can't control, but a girl half my age who has not had the experiences I have in general might be easier to play those types of games with. And men get off on that because in general, narcissistic people, it's a lot more prevalent in men than it is in women. Hmm. You know, it's an actual fact.
So I'll tackle both of those. I'm going to choose someone younger because one, I'm naturally attracted to that.
Older
no,
girl has no value.
No, not only that.
Because that's basically what I'm hearing.
No, not only that. Would you prefer a 5'2 guy that makes $30,000 a year or a 6'4 guy that makes $200,000 a year?
It's not so much about the height for me. It's really about...
No, just answer the question. Which one would you prefer?
Because
if everything was equal. So they treat you well. They got a good vibe. You know, you read their cards. You did
so
the tarot
cards
on them.
Is broke. And the tall guy is not, is what you're saying.
So it's two guys. Uh-huh. Tall guy, 6'4", $200,000 a year. Uh-huh. Short guy, 5'4", $30,000 a year. They both treat you nice. Uh-huh. And the tarot cards that you did on them is good.
I will answer it by telling you my ex-husband is the same height as me. Made absolutely, when I met him, he was making $9 an hour. Okay.
Yeah.
I lived 15 years with that man and had 2 children with him. So I did that already.
So you did that and it didn't work.
Because it turns out he was just as narcissistic as everyone else.
Okay, cool. And so
after him, because I'm like super short.
So yeah,
I usually get hit up by dudes that are really tall.
Yeah, so pretty much, if I'll answer the question for you, you would choose the guy, if everything is equal, you're going to just choose the guy that has the physical structure that it seems like he could protect and provide for you, because that's what tall men and have money, that's what women are naturally attracted to. It's in your biology.
Let me ask you a question. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No,
but then why is it that one ex of mine is 30 years old? Another one, I haven't messed around with him in years, probably 5 years. He's probably close to 30 now. He was 23 when I was with him, and I was about 40 or 42 or something like that. Even the father of my children is 3 years younger than me. Like all I've always been
with.
It seems like the older I get, the sexier I get to men.
Yeah, so it seems like the older you get, you attract younger guys.
Yes.
Okay.
I always have.
Things only hit 18 to 50.
Is that I have a low market value. And
sexual market value.
That's what you basically are saying. So that's really hella insulting, number one.
It's not insulting.
Yes, it is. Number two, I don't think that that's the way it works. The truth is, a woman at my age is at her sexual peak, not a woman at her age.
To a man, Diana,
that's why women my age, and then a guy who's younger, around 18 or 19, I think, is when a guy hits his sexual peak. A woman.
I understand what you're saying for a woman's standpoint. Yeah, Diana, but look. When men view women, how men view women, you're not at your sexual peak when you're 46. You're at your sexual peak when you're younger and you can give me kids. So,
but biologically, scientifically,
biologically, no, what I'm letting you know, biologically of what men, I'm speaking about the man here, right? Because this is the angle that the confusion that's happening. So I'm speaking about male nature, and male nature is in our biology to just be attracted to young, fertile women that could give us babies, youth, and inexperience, because then we could show them the world. That's just what we're naturally attracted to. So it's not an insult. I'm literally just giving you the reality on how the male mind works. You said that men tend to have more traits when it comes to narcissism. That's what you think?
Typically,
go ahead. You can give me a rundown.
Have a lot more narcissistic. They tend to be more narcissistic than women are. A woman will be narcissistic, and you'll notice it in a different way than you will in a man. In a woman, she'll be jealous of her children. Narcissistic people are very, very competitive. It's just harder to. It's because men have that sort of toxic masculinity ideal.
Oh, you believe in toxic masculinity?
A lot of that plays into this sort of idea, because the narcissistic man, he needs to be ahead and to be in charge and be in control.
Well, let me ask you real quick. Do you want a guy that's, confident and a leader and in charge?
I don't want a narcissist.
Well, do you want that?
I don't need him to lead me. I need him to walk beside me.
Okay, so you don't want a leader?
No, I don't need you to lead me anywhere. We could lead each
other.
Okay,
we'll speak about that too. Can you rate yourself from 1 to 10?
Okay, like physically, mentally, like...
Just rate yourself from 1 to 10. What would you say?
Say that I'm like a 7.
Okay. What would you say?
I agree. Probably like a 6 or 7.
Okay. And what would you say?
I wouldn't rate myself like that.
You wouldn't rate yourself. Okay. That's fine. She doesn't have to.
It depends on what. Like when it comes to cooking, I'm probably a 10 and a half.
Let's just go with looks. Let's just go with looks. Actually, looks. What would you rate yourself from 1 to 10?
Wait, then I changed my answer to a 5.
Like maybe a...
Can you not cook?
An 8?
No, you can look.
Okay. All right. So, let's...
Beyonce being
10? No, let's go. Let's go. All right. So, look. So, this was...
But it's okay to like yourself.
No.
That doesn't make you a narcissistic person.
We're gonna go through it, right? So, you said 7. 7. So, you got to think about 1 to 10. 5 is average. 5 is a good-looking person. Like, if you're a 5, let's be clear here. 5 is average. You're a good-looking person. 4 is like, all right, you're not so good-looking. So, you said 7. You said 5. And you said 8. So if we're speaking about narcissism, right? Because this podcast is called No Fugazi, so we got to keep it real. So it's thinking highly of oneself. Now, we're not even going to talk about the ladies on the panel. We're going to let them rock because you guys just see them all rate themselves. But we're going to talk in general. Now, in general, everyone knows girl tends, it's it's music. It's in the music videos. It's in the lyrics that these girls talk about. Oh yeah, I'm a 10. I got a fat this. Da, da, da. Girls always tend to rate themselves 8s or 10s if we're speaking in general.
I talk a lot about narcissism on my TikTok page because I was raised by one. I was married to one. I've known a lot of them, almost one after the other. The one thing it's you never see it coming, whether it be male or female. Like I said, in a female, it manifests a little bit differently than it does in a man. In a guy, you know, there's always the love bombing. You know, he'll text you every hour. He'll text you all the time. He'll text you what he had for dinner. He'll text you when he took a shit.
Well, that's when he's trying to get the box. But, like guys,
but in a speaking from talking about my experiences with a narcissist,
yeah,
they start out that way, the way everyone else does, but they come on a little strong. They come on really heavy-handed with complimenting you, okay, with telling you you're beautiful, you're perfect, we vibe together so well, I feel like we just really connect.
So
on the first date, they'll take you out probably somewhere expensive. One guy took me to a casino and he paid for the whole thing. And
then the second date, he ain't really flexed like
that. No, he said at the end of the date, he said, I love you. And that's when I knew he was a narcissist. Like, that's the one thing that they do. Like, so, they pretend, they build this illusion of what they see that you need because they're pretty intuitive themselves.
Yeah.
So they're good at sizing people up. Okay. This person, I don't know, you know, likes this and this and this. I'm going to fashion myself to be the person that you want me to be so that then when you fall in love, then I'll show you who I really am. Then the mask will come down because secretly I hate myself. So I'm going to put on this facade because I want you to love me, because if I can get you to love me, it makes me feel good about who I am. Then I can control you, because if I'm a narcissist, that's how I say I love you. For a narcissist, I love you means I control.
Yeah, so I would totally,
male or
so,
female, they are,
yeah, male or female,
they'll fashion themselves out to be the type of person that you want them to be. Like the guy who took me to the casino, he made himself out to be this, you know, I'm an artist, I've almost always ever been with artists or musicians, so
yeah,
really, and you know, he made himself out to be this producer, full-time musician, blah blah blah, he was balling like
so
that.
Wait, Diana, let me just add in real quick.
Now I found out he actually lived in his parents' basement over 40 and didn't have a job. And so
yeah,
that's,
Diana,
what he was doing was building up.
Let me give you a little game, Diana. So some of the stuff you said about narcissism that I've read on too, I was just reading a definition there, but some of the stuff is, you know, pretty on point. And then other things is kind of just, I got to give you the reality of that's men. So
let me rock real quick. That's a toxic
trait. Do I believe women can handle the truth?
Yes.
I believe you're going to say they can't.
No. Do you believe? I really want to know your answer. Do you believe women can handle the truth?
I think that women are probably more sensitive than men, most likely. But I also think that guys probably are just better at hiding it, because, like you were saying, like, they have to be tough, they have to be strong, they have to go to the gym, they have to, you know what I'm saying? So I think,
just a yes or no, do you think they could? Well, I'm not speaking about even men. Do you think women can handle the truth?
It depends on the person.
In general. In general, out of,
no in between answer.
Yeah, no in between answer. We're just speaking about women in general. So if you take a collective of all the women in the world, do you think that they can handle the truth? Whether if they're seeing truth, whether if truth is being spoken to them and they're hearing it, do you think that they can handle the truth? Yes or no? It could be a yes, it could be a no.
Probably not, I guess. But
okay.
I hate that. I'm sorry, I'm talking so much. But I hate that I don't like that the question was presented in such a simple way, because I feel like it there is more to it than that. But
yeah,
I guess I would probably say no. Based on the parameters of that question.
Yeah, because and I'll get into why you said no, and or even if you said yes, I'll get into that too. But why do you think that women can handle the truth?
When they initially find out the truth, I would say no. But like, you know, after a while, you kind of are just like, okay, like this happened, whatever.
Got you. And what about you, Dan? Do you think that women can, in general speaking, not yourself, you, I'm sure you can handle the truth, but in general.
I'm sorry to have to break this to you, but I can't make a generalization on one gender or another. I can't speak for every single woman, so I refuse
just
to
your
put
opinion
women into this box that you seem to be wanting to put them in. I will say that it's very individual. I think individually,
okay. So if you don't want to answer the question,
to handle truths where an older woman
probably
can.
Okay, got you. So can you handle the truth?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Kind of like when a guy brags about having a big whatever and it's not, and then you come to find out, like, nigga, you know that I'm 46 years old, right? You know that my ex-husband is Puerto Rican, right? You know that the one thing Puerto Rican men and black men have in common, right? And you really gonna sit here and try to lie to me, to a bitch who's had two kids? Really? Like, one thing, please don't. So I already know when a guy starts bragging about something that he has, he probably don't have
it. He probably don't got it. No. Okay. That's a good indicator. I think any man that brags about things, it's not really masculine. And
well,
they usually don't have the money, the resources, or like you said, the package.
Because a guy who actually has a big one don't have to ever say anything. Because let me explain something to you. Men don't understand this. We could smell that shit. We could smell that shit.
Wait.
So look, when a nigga has a big eggplant. Attitude.
Yeah, you do. Just
so wait, know. Diana.
Yeah, you do just know. It's an attitude. A man with a big eggplant. I'm telling you, bro.
It's the attitude.
A complete attitude. He's a lot more chill. He doesn't have to overcompensate. He doesn't have the Napoleon complex. Oh man, I gotta be physically attracted to you, male or female. I've been with both, and I have to be physically attracted to you. I can't. I'm like. That's the thing that separates me from a lot of other females, is that females usually need to have that conversation. They need to have, usually a woman needs to be attracted to you stimulus-wise. You know, she has to be stimulated mentally in order for her to have sex with you. I've never been, I need to like what I'm looking at, and then I need to like what I'm talking to. Who
you need it all in order to have sex with.
That's not true. I was recently divorced. It wasn't even on paper yet, but, you know, putting myself out there. My friend said, you should try a dating app. So I download OkCupid because that's what there was at the time.
Do you
know,
you have to pay for that or no?
No. OkCupid was, it was different back then. This is like talking about 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. This was back in the ancient days.
So I'm on there and I'm talking to this guy. And he has some pictures up and he looks decent. Tells me he's about 6 feet tall. Cool. We agreed to meet up. At the time, I was still living in Brooklyn. So we met up at a bar near like West 4th Street, you know, near the F train. Now, mind you, okay, I got a babysitter for this. I got a babysitter for this date.
That means you were serious. You scheduled this baby out. So, okay,
on this date. He buys me a drink. He opens his mouth to, first of all, he's like 30 pounds heavier than any of the pictures on there. Second of all, when he opens his mouth to speak, he sounds like Yogi Bear. I'm not even kidding you.
What does Yogi Bear sound like?
Hey, boo-boo.
Okay.
He sounded straight up, not even joking. Good thing that I had a cell phone, okay? Yeah. So I just called my, I went to the bathroom. I called my friend and I was like, listen, you're going to have to call me in a half an hour, okay? Call me in like 15 minutes and tell me it's an emergency. And she did. And I was like, listen, I got to go. My kids are acting up. I got to go.
Called your backup plan.
And that was it.
Okay.
Thank God. You know how many dates my kids have gotten me out of?
Dang.
They ain't even know it. This guy that I was messing around with on the first time we were, you know, intimate.
Yeah.
We didn't meet online. We met like in person.
Mm-hmm.
I took my shirt off because, you know, we're messing around or whatever. I took my shirt off and he's like, and he said something to the effect of, I didn't know they were as big as they are. So that's as close to catfishing as I got.
Mm.
He's like, I didn't know they were that. I'm like, what can I tell you?
Niggas. All niggas say that.
No, he actually was like legit actually surprised.
Did that make you feel good? Or?
I mean, thanks.
You felt admired by that admiration.
Hell yeah. Yes.
Have you ever misled?
When I was younger, I'm not going to lie, I cinched my waist a little bit.
Let's
But like now, I don't anymore. But there are guys I've been like, oh, because I'll meet them for the first time and I'm not going to get done up every single time I see you because I don't have that time.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh. You didn't look like that in your pictures. Well, yeah, because I don't have makeup on, but...
Use that filter.
I didn't use a filter.
You had that filter on the pics. So the guy, when you met up with him, he actually said, like, wait, you don't look like your pictures, or...
They'll be like, oh, you look different.
Oh, so, yeah, guys, you see how he was indirect, but in his mind, he was like, man, who the freak is this?
Yeah, or they'll be like, oh, I don't know.
I feel you.
They'll be like, I thought you were taller.
Do you date with a purpose?
No.
Okay, so you just date, right?
Just dating.
Got you.
I'm 23. I'm young. I'm not looking for something so serious. Or maybe I am. I don't know. I genuinely don't know what I'm looking for.
Okay, cool. So young. You said you're how old again? I'm sorry?
23.
And Ashley, you're 23 as well. Do you date with a purpose?
No.
No? So you just go out?
Yeah.
What about you? Do you date with a purpose?
Yeah. I like being alone. Like, I really do. I love being the fuck in my house, eating my snacks, watching Law and Order or whatever, Supernatural or something for the 100th time, you know, drawing and all of that. So if I'm going to break out of that comfort.
You have to be.
You have to be worth my time, because then you're taking me away from my cat, from my art supplies, from my everything that I do at home. You know. Like the last person that I was dating was like a 3 week waste of my time or something. What? Yeah, I guess since like mid-December. So yeah, thanks for wasting a month of my time.
You waste a little, and we'll get into that. The female plays the game in the beginning during a dating process, and the men play that game during like that relationship process after he already got the box.
Yeah, make that's sense? What this recent guy today started with, the playing games. Like, don't do that to me. I'm too old. Like, maybe that worked with like the other people you've dated, but I'm not that girl. I am not that bitch. I mean, that's what I get for dating a white boy.
I can tell you this, though.
Every person that I've loved has left me. Every person that I've cared about has left me behind. When I show that I'm the total package, I just can't have kids. It's never enough. I can cook. I'm clean. I have my own money. Mm-hmm. I would never need anything from a man except an equal partnership. So they see somebody who's honest and caring and gives a fuck and is probably going to give you the best sex you've ever had in your life. That I can almost guarantee you. And I've got a good heart.
You seem pretty, what's up?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but it is what it is.
You seem pretty, very highly
I know.
Oneself.
Well, when,
the narcissistic.
Don't do that. Not when this stupid ass motherfucker called me. No, I just don't ever seem to be, enough for anyone to want to keep around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you know the type of man that you want, but it seems like that you don't know what that man that you want wants in you. So my question for you is, what do you think? Because that would change it all, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the guys that you've dated in the past and the guys that you currently want now, what do you think that they want in you?
From past experiences, they want more submission, more of a quiet, no talking back kind of attitude.
And now let's stop it there.
The guys that you go out with me usually like the, I'm an artist and, I used to follow around the Grateful Dead. I've seen Bob Dylan a bunch of times. I met one of the Ramones. I've seen Blondie, Joan Jett, a whole slew of bands. And I've got all these stories. And usually what the guys that I go out with are interested in hearing those stories. And usually they are creative.
You think that guys tend to want a common interest between. So he's interested in this, she's interested in that. It's common. It should be all good. Okay. Like you just said.
But I'm not going to be coachable by a guy. I'm not going to submit to you. Yeah. I have my own mind, my own opinion. I've lived an entire life without you. I'm not going to submit to you unless you're paying all my rent. So then maybe we can.
Diana, look. So
if I'm paying half and we're doing everything equal, it's going to be equal. Ain't no submission here, honey.
You just answered your own questionnaire. So the reason you got the answer, you just answered it. But you have to actually do it. So you don't want to do it. You get what I'm saying?
I do. When he earns it. So you have to be that type of guy to bring that out, but whether it be action oriented or not. Because the truth is, the person's going to stay with you based on your actions.
Yeah, Diana. But here, this is the part where accountability comes in place, because women choose who have sex. You get what I'm saying? So you choose who gets your attention and who's going to get the box.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to come to a point where you have to choose the guy going to be able to put you in your feminine. And you could submit to. So you have to choose those masculine go-getter type of guys, right?
Yeah.
And if you chose that, then you'll naturally be in your feminine energy that you're talking about, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But that's the thing. So it comes with choice. So I would just say some advice. Choose more masculine guys, or just, you got to give up a little bit. You got to just say, you know what? He's a good guy. He may not be the 6'4" Chad.
No, I do. I do. You know, they still break my heart.
And he still, yeah, I feel you.
I was.
We're going to get it.
I apologized, Edith Olo. I have basically been told that my value as far as dating is less than, because they are younger than me. So
that.
Yes, you did.
I say that.
You
from
said
a
that. Yeah, exactly. But no, that's insulting. And then on top of that, not every man expects a woman to be submissive. I get that that's what you want, because that's what you prefer. Not every man wants a woman to be submissive. That's an archaic idea from like the 1950s. 50s, to me anyway. I
feel you. So like we spoke about before,
and I say all of these things with love.
No, you're rocking. I'll let you rock. You see how you've expressed a lot of passion there? You're looking at yourself on what you want, on who you are and what you're not going to be and what you are going to be, right? That's pretty much what you said.
Yeah.
You are not going to submit to a guy that's not worthy. You are not going to, and guys that even are worthy of your submission, you've already said you don't want a leader. You want someone to walk on your side with you.
Yeah, side by side. I say a lot of things about my ex-husband. He was whatever he was at the end.
Let me rock, right? So look,
sorry.
Just like those things that you want in a man. We had this discussion before, Diana. Those things that you want in a man, You have to understand male nature. You're not going to get those things that you want in a man if you don't operate how that man, you know, in a sense of what that man wants in you. It just doesn't
But then
happen.
He needs to it's, express what he needs in a person. Because men, I express to a guy, like girls are very vocal.
Men don't tell the truth because women can't handle the truth.
Well, that's a very archaic.
Your own,
but you, Diana, look, you don't date
your
straight
own
men.
Reality,
I do.
Diana.
How would you know?
Your own reality tells you that because they're not giving you that commitment. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, looks like Diana may be leaving. Are you leaving, Diana?
Diana, come on.
I was literally almost crying about this stupid piece of garbage, and now you're basically telling me that it's
Let's
my
talk
own
about
fucking
it.
Fault.
It's all about taking accountability. Let's talk about it. You good?
I'm not even getting a chance to like explain anything. He's just constantly sitting there saying all these stupid, archaic things. My mother has never been a submissive woman, and she's been with my father for 46 years, 47.
Times have changed, Diana.
Women need to change in order to keep a man, but you
Men
haven't
need
discussed
to get women.
Why
they need to work
how,
on themselves to
how
get women.
The guys
the
need
way.
To, like, this guy, you could...
Diana, look. When a guy is courting a woman, it's like a job. He has to put on his best suit. He has to have his best resume. He has to put his best foot forward in order to show that girl a good experience and in order to get box and any type of anything from her, her attention. It's the same way after the woman gives up her box to that guy that she chose, then it's on her to then show value and apply to his job, put her best foot forward, create her resume, put on her good dress and maintain, provide value outside of sex.
You get to know a girl by taking her out places.
It's up
but
to you
these
to
days, motherfuckers don't want to take a girl out anywhere.
Like I said, Diana,
they don't
want to
spend money on you.
You choose
they don't
who
wanna...
you have sex with. So we always
you know,
have
I
to
just,
change.
I think that men are just, honestly, most men are pieces of garbage because I've been that submissive woman. I've been that
Diana.
Kind of person. I've been that, all of that to people, and they still leave. Not one fucking person in my life has ever actually treated me with any kind of respect. And so for me to come here on a day when another guy decided again that I'm not enough and to hear that, well, you're not enough because you're too old and you're not enough because you don't, you know, you're not June Cleaver. You know, you're not enough. That's the message
that
has been. But that's what you're saying.
No. I've always said, Diana, I always said, you're 46 years old. You are what you are. You could still get, you was talking when the cameras was off, like how you got tons of options. You got this person hit you up.
I know, but I wanted that. Like once I decide that you're the one that I want, like, why is it that as soon as you decide that, that's when they're like, oh, I got to bounce.
Sorry about that. Has something in my throat.
That was gross.
That was gross. So, Diana.
Sorry.
I'm
switched.
So, Diana, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got the guy that you wanted. Right? A guy that you're attracted to, at least, right?
Yeah.
A vibe. You're like, all right, it's going good. But you still didn't acquiesce to what he wants in you. And you said that, and you know it. You said it.
I don't know.
And submissive. And you didn't
I think
it.
He likes to say so, that, because the whole thing was that he likes a woman that's built like me, that's got that assertive kind of mentality.
He's attracted to you physically and stuff like
and
that.
And he liked the mental, you know, we were talking and everything like that, and it was great, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to keep going back in circles. Look,
why
right?
would you so, change a guy's mind? You are worthy and valuable in and of yourself. You should never, ever have to change your pattern for a guy who's not even anything of yours.
Well, yeah,
you are valuable.
She
you are worthy to be
me.
Chased.
I don't think it... Yeah. I guess changing his mind, it's like, I'm not changing myself. I'm giving him a different perspective of myself. Like, hey, like, we don't have to just fuck. Like, we can be in a relationship. Like, I can put in this effort.
Yeah, so... Ask that question again because she butted in. I'm sorry.
So how can I change his perspective? Is there even a
If
point?
He already put you in a sex category only.
Yeah, like, yes. Does it even matter to like...
No, it's okay. Going to be very hard. So if a dude put you in recreational use only, because you got to think about it. Dudes will hit a two if the night is dry. They'll put in mad game if, you know, to hit this girl that they're not really attracted to because it's physical. So they'll make you think like, oh, you're special, but really not. You're in sex category only. So it's on you to court that guy. Just like he's courting you and asking you questions, it's incumbent upon you to ask those probing questions too to see what he's really about and really listen to what he's saying. Diana, anything you want to add? You want to call me some other shaming words or anything?
No, you were insulted.
I didn't insult you. This podcast is called No Fugazi for a reason. It's because I want to give the hardcore uncomfortable truths about dating and relationships.
That's
never insulted
that
me
was,
directly. I only spoke in general about.
But when you're talking about a certain group of people that of which I fall under that category, I feel insulted.
Any questions for me or anything?
So yeah, no.
Did you have fun?
I did. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Would you want to come back on and we could?
Yeah. All right. I'll bring my.
I think it was. See, ladies and gentlemen.
We good. It really was just what happened today, dude. It was just bad, bad, bad. Yeah. Okay.